Lamb and the word of our testimony and the power of God still drives back the powers of darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! My God, I believe we can have church tonight. I believe we can have church here. I believe we can have church in Virginia. I believe lives can get saved and touched and delivered because God is still alive in this generation. Hallelujah! Woo! My God, no need to give up now and throw in the towel. I say, God, give us grace to go forward in the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Appreciate the school. Amen. All those little children, if you think that's fun, run one for a while. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not the children you have the problems with. You heard me. I said it's not the children you have the problems with. That's not the problem. Trust me. It's the parents that just can't believe that little Susie or Johnny would ever do something like that. Although they've done it at home 500 times. Woo, some of you look at me in a mighty funny tone of voice here, but that's the way it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. You heard me right. Praise God, but thank God. Amen. That's keeping these children out of these slime pits of hell, these public schools. It's sad. Brother Sam was telling me, I don't know, just sort of give me that what they call the EBGBs. But in these public schools now, these kids can just go in whatever bathroom they want to. Is that sick or is that sick? You know, I'm 62 years old. I have never woke up not one morning in my life and wondered who I was. Not one time in 62 years have I ever said,
well, I wonder what I am today.
God. Blah. Huh? I always knew that I was a boy.
That's right.
And now I'm a. Hello?
Amen.
My God. You having trouble with your gender identity. You got problems. Listen, you're crippled way too high for crutches, neighbor. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, brother, I tell you what, I'm thankful that God is alive and the Word of God's alive. And the further I go, the more it makes sense to be a child of God.
Amen.
You know, the greatest thing that ever happened to you was the day you got saved.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't know. You ready to sing, honey? I need to quit talking. Listen, I'm just telling you something. It's just weird. I've had people get saved and they just can't decide from one Sunday to the next whether they want to serve God, you know. And they're sort of just like they're being torn apart. I don't know what I'm going to do. You don't know what you're going to do. Is there something wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Huh? Praise God. Greatest thing ever happened, he was getting saved. Why would I want to serve the devil?
Amen.
Smoke like some goofy somebody and chew the back. I asked a guy one time, he had a big old chaw on his jaw. Every 5 minutes he'd spit out. I said, that stuff good? He said, oh man, it's great. I said, how come you keep spitting it out then? I did, I promise you I did.
Beth asked me to sing a song. She has to sit up here and help me because I can remember the words, but it's a very long time. But I'm going to try to sing it. Okay.
When life's winds begin to blow, seems there's nowhere you can go. I have a place where I find refuge from the storm. My mind goes back to the words, my my dear old mama talk to me. She said, child, you've heard consolation on your knees. Whatever brings you to your knees, it's good for you. It might be hard to see right now, but Jesus knows what's best for you. And in prayer, you'll find the answer to the problems you can't solve. Oh, but you gotta place them in the mighty hand of God.
Find an ear that's always open. Oh, power beyond degree. And I promise, child, you'll find true consolation on your knees. Whatever brings you
to your knees, it's good for you.
Oh, it might be hard
to see
right now, but
Jesus knows
what's best for you. And in prayer, you'll find that answer to every problem that you can't solve. Oh, but you gotta let it go, and you gotta place it in the mighty hand of God. When life's winds begin to blow, Lord, seems there's no place I can go. I can talk to my Father. He's my master. When as a child he'd hear my plea, I found his ear was always open, and I found power beyond degree. Oh, and I found true consolation on my knees. Whatever brings you to your knees,
problems you cannot solve. But you gotta place them in the mighty hand of God. When life's winds begin to blow, seems there's just no place I can go. I have a place where I find refuge from the storm. My mind goes back to these words my dear old mama, she said to me, girl, you can find true consolation just in that need. Whatever brings you to your knees, it's good, it's so good for you. Lord, it might be hard to see right now, but Jesus knows what's best for you. And in prayer, you'll find the answer to the problems you just can't solve. But you've got to leave it in the mighty hand of God. So in prayer, problem you can't solve, only place it in the mighty hand of God.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Aren't you glad you can place it in the mighty hand of God? Hallelujah. Well, I really had several things on my heart tonight, but I don't know. It just seemed like that God wants me to preach right from here tonight. I trust I can preach to you like I feel it tonight here. Turn with me to Psalm 40 tonight. I had something different on my mind, but I just can't seem to get away from this little thought. I feel like God wants to help somebody right here tonight. Praise God with a simple little thought here. Psalm 40, the psalmist David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for the word of God. And I pray that you will touch us. And God, I feel like you want to help somebody here tonight through your word and by the power of God. And I pray that you will do that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you again. Thank you for the offering tonight. May God bless you. Let me see if I can preach to you and maybe help you a little bit tonight. I have preached from this scripture, of course, more than one time. And as far as I know, most all the other times that I preached from this text and preached from this, you know, he brought me out of the horrible pit and, you know, out of miry clay and set my feet on a rock and established my going. And I always, before, I'd always preach that, and I don't think in any way, shape, or form that I misused the scripture. But I always saw this as a text to the lost. People lost and bound in sin, and how the grace of God pulled them out of the miry clay and set their foot on a rock and established their going and gave them a new song, a song of grace and praise to God. My brother-in-law used to say, Brother Darren's father, Mike McNutt, he always said that he felt like when God pulled him up out of the miry clay, that he never even left any clay on the bottom of his shoes. Woo! But just, I guess, a Sunday or so ago, I was praying. Matter of fact, I again that morning, I had intended to preach on something completely different, and I was kneeling at the altar praying, and the Holy Ghost just put this psalm in my heart, and I just scrapped my notes and just got up and started preaching on what God gave me. And I really, when I got to looking at it, this psalm is really written by David about a time in his life and the times in his life when he was in the pit of despair and discouragement, and the grace of God lifted him out and gave him hope, amen, in his situation. Amen. Well, one of the hardest things that we will ever do is just to wait on the Lord.
All right.
I said one of the hardest things you will ever do is to wait on the Lord.
Right.
To wait patiently on the Lord. There's something about this generation that we live in. I call it the now generation.
Right.
We want God to do it, and we want God to do it now. But I want to tell you something. God is not operating on my clock, and he's not operating on your clock. A year, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Amen. God is God. I've had folks tell me, if God don't intervene for me by such and such a time, I'm going to quit church. I'm going to give out on God. Oh, listen, neighbor, let me tell you something. I've only got one question. If you turn your back on God, where will you go? In John 66:66, Jesus said to those disciples when he said, except eat my flesh, drink my blood, you have no part in me. Woo! Oh my God, the Bible said that when he said that, many turned and walked with him no more. Oh my, shut thy. And he said to the disciples, he said, will you go away also? And they said, Lord, to whom can we go? For thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, life can bring you some bitter pills and some bitter experiences. And there's some of you sitting here tonight, amen, that have swallowed the bitter pills of disappointment. And your heart is broken, and you've got prayers that it don't look like God has heard. And the devil says, God don't care. Hello? Come on here now. I said the devil said God doesn't care, and God hasn't heard your prayer, and God's not concerned about where you are. Oh, brother, no doubt the Psalm of David felt just like that. But he said, I waited patiently. I had to wait for God. I had to wait for the answer. I had to wait for deliverance. I had to wait for the master. I waited patiently on the Lord. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Woo! Oh my God. You see, David was just a boy when he got into, when he was anointed the king over Israel, when all of his brothers had passed by. And finally Samuel said, do you have any other, said to his father, do you have any other sons here? And he said, well, I've got one little boy. He's out in the sheepfold. Well, he said, well, we're not going to eat until he gets here. And when he got there, listen to me, right in the presence of his brethren, he was anointed of God. But you know something, neighbor? It was a long time from the anointing until the appointing. Woo! Woo! I said it was a long time from the anointing to the appointing. Oh my God, it was a long time from the slaying of Goliath until he finally took the throne. He lived in caves. He lived in dens. He ran for his life. Oh my God, it didn't seem right. There was nothing that seemed right about it. Even the anointing of God. But brother, it was a long time from the anointing to the appointing. Even God gave you a promise, and the world said it won't come to pass. God gave you a promise. Oh my son, and your neighbor said it won't happen. If God said it in the light, hold on to it in the dark. If God said it, I tell you, God's going to do it. Lift your hands and praise him. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh, one of the hardest things is that you'll ever do is live through the bitter. And there's several reasons why it's hard to live through the bitter experiences. One of those problems is because you can't quit remembering the better days. Are you here? Come on now, listen to me. I'm going to preach to you. God will help me. I said you can't hardly live with the bitter for remembering the better. Oh God, you think about when everything was great, when everything was wonderful, and now it's bitter. You're in a cave. You're broken. Ah, come on. You've lost your love. You've lost your life. You've lost your home. You've lost your friends. You're on the bottom. You're in a cave somewhere. You're down in a pit. The devil's got you down. The devil's dragging you down. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but I want to tell you, you've got to wait on the Lord. I said you've got to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, brother. Yeah. Amen. Caleb and Joshua. Do you understand, neighbor? 45 years before they ever walked in the promised land and began to dispense the houses. Amen, brother. They went and spied the land out and said it's a land that flows with milk and honey. They came back with pomegranates. Amen. Oh, all of that stuff, the juice, the joy, the milk and honey was flowing through them. And now here they are, 40 long years. Woo! Here they go, marching around the same old mountain. 40 years, they're marching. Oh, my God, you're talking about bitter. You're talking about lonely. You're talking about discouraging. You're talking about rough. Here they are, walking around the same old path, walking around the same old mountain, the same old discouragement, the same old heartache, the same old trouble, the same old tears, the same old disappointments. Another day of heartache, another year of trouble. Oh, my God, God, when are you going to come to me? I'm going to wait patiently on the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. My brother, the day came when God said, you've come past this mountain long enough. Woo. It's time to turn northward. Woo. Woo. Come on here. It's time to turn northward. Glory. It's time for the milk and honey. Oh, Brother Sam. I feel like it's time to go.
Glory.
Woo. I feel like God said it's time to go.
Glory.
I feel like God said it's time to cross the river. I believe I felt like God said it's time to claim the milk and honey. It's time to take the promised land. I feel like God said it's time. You've marched long enough. You've cried long enough. You've been beat down long enough. I'm going to pull you out. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey!
Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 45 years later from when they went in, but Caleb is 85 now. Joshua sets him down. This is just my opinion. I believe Caleb may have been the very first ones that came in. And he said, Caleb, what do you want of this land? Pick out the finest vineyard. Pick out the choice piece of property. Amen. You can have the best there is. Woo! But Caleb said, Joshua, when we came in here 45 years ago and I climbed up on that mountain where the giants were, well, great God, amen, I made up my mind I was going to take it then. I'm 85 now, but I'm as able to go to war now, amen, then as it now as it was then. Amen, give me this mountain. I drive out the giants. I stake my claim. 45 years, I waited for deliverance. 45 years, I waited for the answer. 45 years, I waited to climb that mountain and drive out those giants. Hallelujah. Woo! Yay! Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Listen. You've been waiting. Preacher, I'm tired of waiting. I understand. I said, I understand. I understand. It's hard when you feel like you're just marking time. When you feel like
You're not gaining any ground. When you feel like you're taking one step forward and you're taking two steps back. Come on here, I'm going to preach to you. You've got to help me. Hey, but you feel like you're gaining a little ground and then the devil pushes you back. Hey, but you have a good service and the Holy Ghost moves. And you go home, and before you get home, you've had a flat tire. You get a call. It's been some kind of negative report, and the devil just shouts you back again. Woo! Hallelujah. And your patience gets thin, and your hopes wear it out. Oh, my God. And you're all hanging down, and you feel like the devil is about to drive you out. Well, I believe God sent me a message to tell somebody here, amen, keep on waiting. Amen, help is on the way, and answers on the way, deliverance is on the way. Amen, God's going to help you. God's going to bring you out of your situation. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Oh, yeah. Yeah, brother. Oh, listen. Moses was just a young man when he felt like that God had raised him up to deliver Israel out of bondage. The Bible said he was mighty in words and in deeds. Amen. He intended from the throne to deliver his people Israel, but that was not God's plan. Hallelujah. He went 40 years on the backside of the desert until he was no longer a warrior. He no longer was a great spokesman. He was a stuttering shepherd.
That's right.
Hello? I said he was a stuttering shepherd. Woo! And when he was nothing, God made him something. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening to me? I said when he was nothing, amen, God made something out of him. And he's out there in the backside. He was on the backside. He was on the far side. He was on the worst part of the desert. He was in the driest section. He was as far from life as he could. He was on the backside of the desert. Woo!
Amen.
My God, he wasn't just in the desert. He was on the backside. He was in the extreme end, in the darkest and driest and roughest place of his life.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Come on here. Woo. Well, all of a sudden, something that was very ordinary was just them old tumbleweeds that tumbled all through the desert. And it would be so hot, they'd have what they call spontaneous combustion. And the heat would be so hot, they would just go, and they'd see a flash, and that they would burn up, they're gone. It was a flash fire, gone. And Moses had seen many, many flash fires. Hallelujah. But that day, when that bush got on fire, he turned aside. Why? Because the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. Woo! Could I tell you here today, amen, the world has seen enough flash fires.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? I said the world has seen enough flash fires. What they're looking for is a church that's got a fire burning. What they're looking for is a child of God that's got a fire burning. What they're looking for is somebody that's got a shout on Monday and a shout on Tuesday and a shout on Wednesday. They're looking for somebody that's got a genuine movement of the power of the Holy Ghost in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. And out of the burning bush, God spoke to him, said, take your shoes off. The ground you're on is old holy ground. Hallelujah. We have our new church and they got them new pews and they was talking about people running the backs of the pews. I said, well, that's fine. But I said, I told them right from the pulpit, we was having a big fellowship meeting. I said, let me tell you something, boys. If you feel like running the backs of these pews, that's just fine. I said, but take your shoes off because you're on holy ground. Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Listen, amen. God said, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Oh, my God. But what I'm trying to tell you is here was a man that for 40 years he had to wait. Hello? It was Joshua or Caleb. 40 years he had to wait. Hello? Amen. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. I knew God had anointed me. I knew God had called me. I knew God gave me a witness. I knew the anointing oil flowed on me. I knew God moved on me when I killed Goliath. But I'm in the hole. I'm in the caves. I'm in the dens. One fellow said, he really didn't think that it was so much the caves that bothered him. Because David was a shepherd. He had lived out in the cold. He had lived out in tents, you know. He had lived in caves. I mean, that wasn't nothing to him. It wasn't the caves. It wasn't the cold. It wasn't the wilderness that bothered him. It was the fact, even the anointing of God, the call of God, the burden of God. He knew God had given him a promise. And that was the problem, waiting on God. Woo! Listen to me carefully. Amen, brother. If you don't think that impatience can kill you, you better think again. Remember when he finally got tired, he said, I'm weary. I've ran as far as I can run. I've gone as far. I'm tired of it. He said, I'm just going to go and join myself to the Philistines. And maybe Saul will get weary of following me. And he went to Ziklag and joined up with the Philistines. Remember that, don't you? And when he come back from that battle, and Ziklag was burned with fire and in ashes, his hopes were gone, his family was gone, his dreams were gone. The Bible said the men spake of stoning him, his own men. Woo! Oh, come on now. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. And the Lord said, David, he heard from God, he sought from God, and God said, pursue, and thou wilt surely recover all. But I feel the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I feel like the devil took this from me. And I feel like the devil took this from me. And he took my family. He took my husband. He took my children. He took my church people. He's put under my shaka bohusana. Brother Marky, I look around. I see all the things that he's took for me. I've got a message for this church. Oh, Past Tabernacle, it's time to get up. It's time to pursue. And then God said, I'm going to restore. God said, I'm going to do it again. God said, I'm going to bring it back. God said, I'm going to revive one more time. Lift your hands and praise him.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, listen to me. He inclined to me. Bible said he inclined to me. I looked up at it. Said he took notice. It means that he bent over. It meant, Brother Sam, that he stretched out.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He took notice.
Yes, Lord.
He bent over.
Yes, God.
He stretched out his hand.
Woo!
Oh, glory. You say, I don't know, preacher. I don't know if God's heard me. Sister, he's got his ear bent down. Woo. I don't know if he's heard me, Sister Bobby. He told me to tell you, he's got his hand stretched out to you. Woo. Glory to God. Somebody help me preach in here. Hey, come on here. Amen. God hears you. God's bent towards you. God stretched out to you. Hey, brother. Amen. It's about time to rise. It's about time to have revival. It's about time to watch God do it again. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I don't really know if God hears me or not. Well, just in case you wondered, Jonah said, out of the belly of hell cried I. You can't get no lower than that. I said you can't get no lower than Jonah was. In the belly of a whale, in the bottom of the sea.
Woo!
I said, you can't get no lower than that.
Hey!
From the belly of hell cried I, and he heard my prayer. Great God of heaven, oh my Shunda, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's dragging you down. I don't know what the devil's told you here tonight. But brother, if God heard Jonah from the belly of hell, I believe he'll hear you from Old Path Tabernacle. I believe he'll hear you from your bedside. I believe he'll hear you from your prayer closet. He'll bend an ear. He'll incline towards you this very night. Woo! Hey! Come on now. Woo! Great God. I said, great God. I said, great God. I said, great God. Don't tell me God don't hear prayer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Woo! Hallelujah. Is that right, Brother Chris? Just wanted one. Praise God. Will you just have one child? God said, I'll give you more than that. I'll give you 5. Don't tell me. I said, don't tell me. God don't hear. And God don't answer. You have to say something. I'd like to preach. God is interested in the minute details of your prayers. You know, when I was building, we were building our church. And I wanted the walls to be 12 foot high.
And my boy said, Dad, 10 foot's high enough. I said, it may be, but I want 12 foot walls. Woo! Hallelujah. We bought an old Cadillac, an old 52 Cadillac, me and Brother Nathan, my son, and we it was an old, had been restored, partially, needed a grill and some tires, and we bought it, and we agreed, okay, we're going to fix it up, we'll put all, whatever it brings, we're going to give it all to the new church. Well, after many toils and cares, if you got time after church an hour or so, I'll tell you about the Cadillac, but right now, let's skip over all the toils and tribulations and cares, and just tell you we finally got it running. Put it on eBay or something. I forget what it was, Craigslist or something. And about 5 or 10 minutes, we got someone responded, said they'd give $10,000. He called me up. He said, Dad, we got an offer for $10,000. He said, you think we ought to tell you? I said, man, it must be hot, son. Let's wait for a better offer. Guess what? It's the only offer we got. I told you, Dad. He didn't tell me. I told you. I thought we ought to take it. So I did feel a little disencouraged. That's a little worse than being discouraged, is to be disencouraged. Hallelujah. I was a little disencouraged. Hallelujah. And so my son has a car lot. I said, well, son, put it out on your car lot. Well, Dad, I don't sell that kind of cars. I said, put it on the lot. Put it on the front row. People don't care what kind of cars you sell. Put it out there. About a week or two later, I go, hey, Dad. Man, older man come by and his son, he was driving by, and his son saw that car and said, Dad, I got to have that car. Pulled in there. He told him he let him have for $9,000. Wrote him a check for $10,000. Nathan said, hey, this is too much. He said, put the rest in your building. He told him, put the rest in your building fund. Well, that was good. I felt really good about that. But I tell you what I really felt better about was 2 days later, he called up. He said, hey, y'all need any 2x6s for that church? We were just getting ready to frame the walls. My son said, yeah. He said, well, I've got several hacks of 2x6s. Anybody want to guess how tall they were? 12. 12 foot. 12 foot. Woo! It was enough to frame our whole church. So we got that done. I don't know. 2 or 3, 4 weeks later, they come, hey, y'all need any 2x4s? Matter of fact, we do. We got a frame of walls of petitions. Well, I have to have several hacks of them. Guess how big they were? 2x4, but guess how tall they were? 12 foot high. Woo! Glory!
Glory to God.
Went to, me and Brother Jerry went to pick him up on his trailer. We got there and he said, my wife's really, really having trouble in her back. Could we pray for her? I said, sure. And I tell you, I felt the Holy Ghost come on me. And God touched that woman. She's healed to this day of that back. Woo! We got ready to go. He said, wait just a minute. Ran up in his truck, wrote out a check, handed it to Brother Jerry. Just as soon as we got out of his sight, I grabbed that check. Give me that check. I opened it up. Guess how much it was for? $22,000. Hey, I waited patiently on the Lord. Hallelujah. He's got your answer. He's got your deliverance. He knows exactly what you're crying for. He knows your cry this very night. Tip your hands and praise Him.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Oh, listen to me. Hannah wept in the temple. She cried. She wept so sorrowfully that the prophet of God thought she was drunk, or Eli the priest thought she was drunk, and I don't know what, he put some kind of mark on her lips, and she said, oh man of God, I'm not that type of woman. My soul's in great sorrow. I wanted a child from God. Woo! He said, so be it to you, that this time next year and a time of life, you're going to have a child. Woo! She said, I promised God if he'd give me, I'd lend him back. And that son, she went back to God with Samuel. Oh, let me tell you something. God hears your cry. God knows your prayer. God knows where you're at. You can't give up now. Don't throw in the towel now. I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined an ear. He's bending down. He's stretching out. He hears your cry. He knows your heartache. He knows the bitterness of your soul. He knows the hurts of your heart. My God, he sees it all. Hallelujah. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! 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 Oh, this. Listen to me now. Listen to what God's got to tell you here. He said, he brought me also. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. You can get so discouraged. You can get so down. The devil can get you in such a pit of despair and distress that he feels like he's got your feet glued. You can't shout. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You can't sing. You can't worship. Are y'all listening to me? You're simply going through the motion. Why? Because the devil's got you in a pit. Woo! He's took your song. He's took your joy. He's took your shout. Hey, come on, Shaddai. He's took your hallelujah. You're broken down. You're discouraged. You're distressed. My God, you're in a pit and it's dark and you don't see a ray of light somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. But I see a hand. Woo! I said, I see a hand from out of nowhere gently slip in mine, reaching down in the pit, reaching down in my despair, reaching down through my distress, reaching down through the darkness, reaching down, my God, and it gets a hold of me and says, my daughter, I'm going to lift you up out of that pit. I'm going to lift you up out of your despair. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you.
Glory. Woo. Woo. I remember exactly how many years ago, 4 or 5 now, well, it actually probably started 7 years, but about 2 years into the thing, I was just down. Just beat down. I just felt like I couldn't go. I just felt like I couldn't go another mile. I felt like I couldn't make another step. And finally one night I said, okay, God. Okay. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go downstairs. And I'm going to pray. And I'm not quitting praying. I'm not getting up until you talk to me. About 5 o'clock in the morning. The Holy Ghost spoke to me from the book of Acts, where they stood gazing up when Jesus was gone, and they stood gazing up. And that angel said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing upward? This same Jesus which is taken from you is going to return in like manner. But go you to Jerusalem and be endued with the power. Woo! Huh? Hey, come on here. Until you're endued with the power from on high. And God spoke to me even by that lazy boy. And he said to me, Paul, it's time for you to move on. Woo! You got to get past your bitterness. You got to get past your disappointment. Come on. You got to get past the scars. You got to get past the hurts. Come on now. You got to get past your disappointments. You got to get past all of those that you feel have got you away. You got to get up and you got to move on. I want to tell somebody it's time to get up. It's time to move on. Hallelujah. You got to make it to the other side. You got to get out of here. The devil's about to drag you down. The devil's got you down in a pit. It's time to get up. It's time to move on. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah. Said, you got to move. You got to move on. He said to me, he said, you got to climb up. You got to move up. You got to get above this.
Hallelujah.
You got to get over this, Samuel.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said you got to get over that.
Glory.
Woo! Woo. I'm calling you up higher. Woo. I've got fresh power. I tell you, folks, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo. I've got a fresh anointing. I've got a fresh burden. I've got a shock of a Sunday. Woo! I'm going to move you up. Praise God. And when you come out of there, you're going to move out in the streets. Revival's going to come. My God, I want to challenge Old Path Tabernacle. My God, let's move on. I want to challenge Old Path Tabernacle. Let's get up. Hallelujah. I want to challenge us. My God, let's go out. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Does anybody believe what the man of God preaching here tonight? Woo.
Thank you.
Preacher, you've never been where I've been, and guess what? You've probably never been where I've been. Hallelujah. I may not can identify exactly with your agony, and you probably can't identify with mine, but I tell you one who can identify with every one of us. And that's the Master. Sister, he knows what you need. Your burdened hearts are not the same as mine, but God knows. And God knows your need. And God knows what you need. God knows what you need. There may be folks here, and I'm sure there's people that have hearts, but they don't know your hearts. They don't know your heartaches, but God knows your heartaches. Oh, Sister Bobby. Amen. Your hearts may be different than my daughter's, but God knows your hearts. He wants to say, I'm leaning over. Woo! I'm stretching out. I'm coming down. Oh, hallelujah to God. Woo! Praise God. I don't mean to say that we can act like these things. Don't miss, I'm not trying to say that we act like these things never happened. But what I'm trying to tell you is you got to get up and you got to move on. You got to live. You got to serve God. We got to have church. We got to magnify God and trust in Him that He's going to bring it to pass. He heard our cry. He heard our cry. He knows. Woo! I said He knows our prayers and He's going to come down. Hallelujah. He'll rend the heavens and come down. Lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Woo! For surely thus saith the Lord, I have heard your prayer. I have heard your cry. I do know the distress of your soul. Yea, know that I will lead thee, and I will guide thee, and I will hold thee in the hollow of my hand. I will give you strength from the journey. Yea, I will give you strength for the days ahead. For as your days are, so will your strength be. Yea, and know this, that I, the Lord thy God, am touched by the feelings of your infirmities, that your tears I've got in a bottle, your prayers have come as a memorial before me, and even now, I'm working on your behalf. Trust in me. Wait patiently on me, and I shall bring it to pass. Let's stand tonight, lift our hands. Hallelujah. 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 Hear the preacher man. The word of God said He brought me out of that pit and He set my feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. And He established my goings.
Guess what else he did? He had put a new song in my mouth. Even a song of praise. God wants to turn you from sobbing and sighing to singing. Woo! Sister Tanya, God wants us singing again. Hallelujah. He wants us shouting again. Woo! He wants us running again. Hallelujah. I said he wants us running again. He wants revival to break out in us again. Woo! My God, he wants you to sing. He wants you to worship. He wants you to dance. He wants you to magnify God and get your foot on the rock. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hold on, glory to God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, he wants to turn your shine into singing tonight. Oh, praise God. You can sing at midnight. Paul and Silas did. In stocks, in bonds, at midnight they sang and worshiped. They sang praises unto God. And the jail shook. And the bands fell off. Oh, hallelujah. If you want to come out of where you're at, I challenge you to get on your feet and get on the rock and go to singing and go to praising God. Woo! Go to heaven church. Hallelujah. And go to telling the devil, I don't care what you say. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to run. I'm going to have the victory. I'm going to have a hallelujah. I refuse to let you drag me down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, tonight I praise you for the word of God, the way of God, and the will of God. Pray tonight that you have and will touch hearts and lives and souls in this congregation tonight. Oh God, Lord, I'm quite confident there's more than one individual here. Oh my God, that's been through the valley, down and discouraged. My God, the devil's tried to beat them down and drag them down and hold them down. Tonight they feel like they're sort of in a pit. The devil says, you're never going to come out. You're never going to have victory. You're never going to shout again. You're never going to sing again. I'm going to hold you down forever. Lord, I see you reaching down. You lifted this one out. I see you reaching down. Pulling this one out. I see you reaching down, picking this one up. I see you reaching over here. Woo! Standing this one up. Saying, rejoice. 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 Hallelujah. Tonight, if you're here, you'll say, preacher, I've got some prayers that need an answer. I've got some prayers I've been waiting patiently on. And I want God to incline. And I want God to pick me up tonight. And set me on that rock. And establish my going. I want you just to come up here. I want you to come up here and stand. And I want you to lift your hands up. We're going to just go through and pray for you tonight. The God will touch you. Me and the pastor are going to come by and pray for you tonight. Just lift your hands up. We're going to come by and pray for you. We're going to ask God to help you.